Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Biden gets a chance to annoy us one more time with lies and screaming it. Jill Biden gets a shot to do that.
Oh, no.
But they have excised them, even though he's still president. That's the thing that is amazing. The person I'm going to be watching tonight the most is Josh Shapiro and how he'll go after Trump and how he'll make a point. Imagine these guys talking about anti-Semitism. Imagine Republicans. What standing do they have to talk about it? Just imagine this guy bumped, or one of the major reasons for this clown Walz, even though he could win the prime state for them, because of the mobs, because of their own people and the anti-Semitism among them. All right, here is Morning Joe, though, Dan. I almost forgot to play this. So where Democrats think they are now on two big words, patriotism and freedom. And they're trying to say, they're trying to make the case to America that Trump, and Shapiro's going to make it tonight. This is Shapiro's best showcase for him. He thinks he can make the case he's tired of Trump running down the country. Is that what Trump is doing, running down the country? Or is Trump trying to counter those who really don't believe in America? And vast, significant numbers of the Democrat Party, if they're a progressive particularly, they don't believe in America. They don't believe in the America that I believe in. They don't believe in traditional America. They think all that stuff is made up, negative. Now, there are people that are liberals. They may believe in it, see it a different way, but they still believe in it. Here is Morning Joe, though, saying Democrats have won on this. They've taken back those words.
Just because you call yourself a patriot and you like to say our flags are bigger than yours, actual patriotism is something totally different, something that does not look like staging a coup against the United States government, beating up police officers at the Capitol with an American flag. How important is that part of the message?
It's so important. It's a double reclaiming. It's reclaiming patriotism and reclaiming freedom. Both of these things were wrongly conceded to the far right. And
can I say the why they were wrongly conceded? Because let's not go back and pretend. Democrats were afraid.
Absolutely.
I would be on sets with them in the 90s and the early 2000s. I'd say, America's great. They couldn't go, yes, it is.
Yeah.
They could not do it. It was reflexive. It was weird. It's like, well, but look what we're doing here. Look what we're doing there. They couldn't do what Democrats learned how to do after Donald Trump started trashing America and say, you know what? America is great. We still have a long way to go to be a more perfect union, but we're doing that together. And that promise makes America even greater. Democrats, I don't know when they figured it out. They figured it out a couple of years ago, but they figured it out at the same time Republicans started nominating a candidate who literally doesn't get America, who literally stomps on America, who literally says
that
America's in decline, America's terrible. What does he say? What did he say? What was his inaugural speech? I keep forgetting.
American carnage.
Talked about American carnage.
All right, 855-839-1210. So this is their, they think, smarter than the room angle of attack here. In Trump, we finally have a Republican that we can beat down by saying he's running down the country. Trump, he's running down the fundamental principles of America. That means if you're a Trump supporter, that's what you're doing too, or you're being scammed by him. That's what the argument is. That's where they're going with this. They're mixing freedom into it. Yeah, bring that abortion clinic to you. We'll bring the mobile van up. Let's have some right here. Get the vasectomies going. That's apparently freedom. But at the same time, if you say the wrong thing, or religiously, if you think the wrong thing, you're going to be canceled or worse. Former Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchbar should have been investigated and potentially prosecuted for her 2020 election guidance. Buchbar says, I got news for them. Protecting the rights of American citizens to exercise their fundamental right to vote is not a crime. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Now, this is the woman who was so ensconced in the shenanigans of the 2020 election year. She forgot to do her due diligence, which Project 2025. Thank you. She forgot to do her due diligence and not put out publicity by state constitution on the amendment that was going to be passed to say the statute of limitations would be lifted around sexual assault because nobody believed kids way back when. And then we had to wait, and it's still ongoing to now. She failed in her duty, and she had to resign. But she's the one that helped to get Joe Biden over the finish line by hook or by crook here. So now we're into 2024. You see what Josh Shapiro, tonight you're going to see him. Now remember, most people think there's a path to victory, even if Trump wins Pennsylvania. I'm not sharing that. They think they can go through Georgia, which is going to be really intense. I think you have to win Pennsylvania. So Josh Shapiro tonight, I think, is going to lay out, Trump doesn't believe in America. I'm going to stop Trump in Pennsylvania. I hope he tells America that he's calling in Homeland Security already and people like this. To do what? To suppress another point of view. A point of view over generations of living in Philadelphia that thinks funny business can happen here at any point. That thinks in 2020, what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did, and I had Mark Levin on over this, they superseded the legislature, which sets the rules. So a judge just ruled the other day. The legislature has set the rules on mail-in balloting. If you don't put the ballot in the secrecy envelope, some counties are not going to count it. You have to do what the law says. And the judge said the two petitioners who said, come on now, we ought to be able to go in and fix that, only if the legislature changes the law. So that's the current ruling in Pennsylvania. Now, what difference can that make? All these things are going to add up. Pennsylvania potentially could be under 30, 40,000 votes. Easily it could happen.
What difference at this point does it make?
Well, that's the point that I'm making, Hillary. Good to see you last night. Nice pantsuit. But that's going to all play out. And this is just one example of the battle. This time, Republicans are engaged. It's not 2020. And Bookvar, surfacing in Project 2025, they're absolutely right. A lot of things should have been investigated. I'm not saying the wild stuff that Mastriano was talking about and Rudy Giuliani, but there were real things in front of us. The idea that you could have your vote counted 3 days after the election was over. The stoppage of counting the vote. Now, by law this time, I think Linda Kern said the other day, 65 out of 67 counties have taken the money. They have to keep counting. Now, we're going to see what happens on election night. And I would tell you, if you want to be engaged, Linda Kearns, nobody better, go to protectthevote.com. In fact, I think we have the two people on, other than these big national figures, that are going to determine if we win Pennsylvania or not. Our Secretary of Defense, that's Linda Kearns, and our Secretary of Offense, that's Scott Presler. They're the two. We have the two of them with us. And this, I still think, we'll come down to Pennsylvania. So what's going to be determinant here? Well, Republicans are doing better on mail-in balloting this time around. Hey, Dan, you know what? We should get Sean Parnell back on tomorrow to get an update on how that's going, to let people know what's happening around that. And they're certainly putting the resources in here. But this is going to be a titanic struggle. And the early voting will happen anytime. You know, this is going to be mind-boggling. Hoping to dwarf the record, which was done on June 1st, the first day of Pride Month, 263 people showed up in Philadelphia for the Drag Queen Story Hour. And look, these people that want to engage, the only beef I have with this stuff is this. If the library is going to allow this perversion, okay. Might be within the rules. Parents want to do that. They think there's some benefit to their kids. That's fine. There may be some states that think this is out of line by law, but okay. Then they ought to be open. When a Kirk Cameron comes along and there's a thirst for this, to use their public rooms to host age-appropriate story hours for kids. That's what he's been doing. And he does it with a book publisher that kids like, these Brave Books. That ought to be where we go. That ought to be where this ends up. So we'll see what happens this Saturday. I know it was Cherry Hill Library the last time. I don't know that Philadelphia would allow it or the fight over that that might happen. But we hope to bring him back on. It's a wonderful idea. In other words, it's not just getting mad at the other side. It's showing them by the numbers what people really want, who's really out there, and what they'd rather have. I'm sure at the Democrat National Convention, there must be drag queen story. I'm surprised they didn't bring somebody up on stage to do that. But
you should just wait.
Yeah.
It's only day two, I mean.
Yeah, but, you know, they try to cover up a little bit. By the way, the protester problem is starting up even more. They've shut down several events today inside the convention center. So now the convention center has double walls. Have been set up, and ID and
they
the
built
whole thing.
A wall?
Yeah, they had a wall, and that wall got penetrated,
wall.
So now they put up another wall.
Kamala,
it's a double
plagiarizing
wall.
Again, Dom.
Yeah, exactly right. And Fox News is reporting a service to the country. Since they're in Chicago, one of the biggest backers of progressives like Kamala Harris are the teachers union. And for my money, and I think Reading, Writing, and Reason, the show that we do, I think I know what I'm talking about on this. The most radical, the worst group of all these teachers' unions across the country, it would be the Chicago Public Schools. They are beyond out of control. They've gotten more and more money. The results get worse all the time. They're the worst. Sometimes you hear LA, you see that. I mean, they want money for abortion services and everything else. And the media seems to be a bit disinterested in that. Education is not the three big issues that there are two, and I'm not sure about the third. It's going to be inflation / the economy. It's going to be the border, no matter how they run away from it. And will it be Israel? Will that play any kind of role here with the mob on the other side? Will Harris be forced into taking a position? I'm not sure of the third one. Those first two, though. The other might be the personalities of the two, the deficiencies as perceived by people of the two. But definitely inflation, border, depending upon what happens, that's where we're going to go with this. I think he was sold on the idea they're going to beat Biden, and Vance will really help me with the agenda on these things. And then in 2028, Vance will be the continuation of Trumpism. I think that's where it goes.
And there's your big qualm with RFK joining the ticket, because I do think Trump highly prioritizes leaving a legacy of
right.
his own to continue
right.
on, and
yeah.
RFK has his own ideas there.
Yeah, exactly. So, boy, I'm telling you, that would be beyond an October surprise, Dan, if they tagged out Vance and tagged in RFK Jr. I don't think the Trump base would blink an eye. I think it'd be fine with that. I can't tell, though, how that would be. You know, I don't know there's any vast Vance constituency out there that would revolt. The media would kill them. Immediately, the stories would be back to the vaccine thing. And as long as RFK Jr. doesn't say anything too wild on that, I think people have come to see there was a lot of cover-up around COVID. The efficacy of the vaccine, some of the downsides of it. And RFK Jr., what I would advise him to do is to talk about what they did to a generation by shutting down schools. Not enough is being said about that. I know it's not as emotional, but it's real. It's there. And he'd be the guy to do it. We may be on the cusp of something here. She may have spilled something. Maybe they're testing it out. Dan, if you have a second, put that up on Twitter and ask, what should we ask? Just, would you be okay with that? Something that simple as VP choice. I don't think he'd get the VP
I don't want to paint it wrong out of context, right. though. Like, who would you prefer as VP? RFK?
GD? Or Vance? That's better. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Two choices, not a million, either one. Let's see what we get before the end of the show. We'll leave it up until tomorrow, and we'll see where it goes. But I don't see Trump doing it at this point. You know what? You know what's going to happen? They're going to wait, and they're going to see what kind of bounce does Kamala Harris get from the convention. If it's a modest bounce, as I think it will be, which means 5 points, something like that, they're going to live with it and realize she's on the ropes already after her economic plan. Now, if it's a substantial bounce, then their mic set in, we got to do something here. And this would be potentially a game changer one way or another. Even in an era of wild stuff happening, to Dan's point, tagging him in, even a cabinet post, I think moves something. His supporters got to look at that. 855-839-1210. We'll tell you how people are feeling on Twitter at DomShow1210. Hit us with
that. 2 votes in, both for Vance so far.
Both for Vance?
Yep.
Aha. Uh-huh. That's interesting. Maybe Vance has started to grow on people, Dan. I mean, that interview yesterday, I told you, honestly, that was much better than what we saw at the beginning with Vance, by far.
One of the great things about Vance is he really seems like he's got not many skeletons in the closet, where if all they got is weird, making up lies right about him and right calling him and telling that he has eyeliner, I mean, he has a hell of a background then that they just can't, you know,
compete on. I tell you, I can tell when I'm in the ring.
Meanwhile, we have Kennedy over here who's putting right bears in Central Park.
Yeah. When I'm in the ring with somebody, you get a sense. My sense yesterday, he's found his voice. He's extremely smart. And the answers were spot on. There was nothing in there that wasn't provocative, but not wild. He was spot on. It was really good. One of the better interviews.
I'm curious if RFK's so far out there, if he would actually, would he lose, you know, the standard Trump conservatives?
Well, we're going to find out over the next, yeah. You've hit upon something here. The Shanahan woman, I think, is telling the truth. That's what they're looking at. They got no other avenue. But for her to say it with some blogger here, some blogger interview, some podcast.
Still consensus, 9 votes, J.D. Vance.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh?
I am shocked by that, Dan. Are you?
No, I completely misjudged it. I thought it would be like 30, 70.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
40,
exactly.
60.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.